Welcome back, Whoa Land. Thanks for hanging out with us bright and early here on this Thursday morning. Someone else we have hanging out with us in studio is Jess Stauffer from J3 Designs Photography. And the reason I've called Jess in is because she's actually our freelance photographer here at Federated Media. And very, very last minute, I called up Jess about a week and a half ago and said, hey, you able to come to the southern border with me and bring all your camera equipment with you? Crazily, she said yes. So she was able to join me to travel to Texas to head to the southern border there along the Rio Grande Valley. And so, Jess, I wanted to bring you in this morning so you could kind of share your perspective, because you and I went down there. We kind of had some preconceived notions. I know we talked about it on the airplane. We've actually discussed a lot of things since coming back and going too. But I just want to start out by saying I felt privileged to be able to go with you and alongside you. And your work is stunning. I cannot wait to share all of your photographs. But I was looking through your photographs and I thought, man, that saying, you know, a picture says a thousand words is so true.
It absolutely is. And that was the reason that I wanted to go. If you recall, and I want Whoa Land to hear this, that when you called to invite me to go to Texas with you, the very first thing I said was, absolutely, I'm in, as long as I'm able to go and photograph it objectively. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go and serve one side of the political agenda or the other. It was really important for me to go and make sure that I was focusing on the people and not the politics of what's happening down at our southern border. So yeah, I mean, picture's worth a thousand words, and it's really important to me that the words that are going to be attached to these images that I created are the truthful, accurate words, and that it's not being slanted to fit a narrative.
We're going to share these photos, like I said, on Whoa.com and on all of our social media channels. But Jess, some of the photos, and again, I was there, so I like to think I know somewhat truthful, descriptions of these photos, because I was right there with you as you're taking them. There's one photo, for example, that you have. It's really powerful. It's of what appears to be, you know, a family unit coming across the Rio Grande Valley there. They're kind of traveling alongside a dirt road. And at first glance, you know, I would look at that photo and think it's a family.
Yeah, I think that is part of the concern that I have going as a photojournalist, is making sure that the correct information is being given. And I remember these people walking. We had the window down. My camera lens is hanging out the window as our guide Julio is driving us to what would eventually be us getting stuck in the mud with Congressman Banks, which I think is the highlight really of our trip. But yeah, they looked like a family. But then upon asking them, they were actually from, I think, three or four different countries. And the concerning thing for me coming as a photojournalist, bringing my images back that I know that are going to be shared all over the place that I won't even be aware of, is that same thing can be
when you bring your phone into the studio. Yeah. Jess, you have to turn it on silent.
You know, I haven't stopped moving since we got back. I feel like we were running breakneck pace through the airport in Dallas, Texas. But the photo that will be shared, though, I'm not going to have a say-so in what's attached to it. And so that's going to be, oh, it's a family, when really it was people from three different countries that are coming through.
Well, and I think that goes back to that saying, you know, a photo says a thousand words. And like you said, it's going to be interpreted so differently by so many people. So that's one of the reasons I'm glad we could have you on this morning, to be able to kind of share the truth behind some of these photos. But you said something, and you did say it to me when I first invited you to go down. You said, man, I really hope I can go down and photograph people objectively.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you were able to photograph said people objectively?
I really do. I think that I surprised even myself, you know, living in Midwest Indiana, where I listen to you, obviously, so I'm getting a lot of conservative news. But I have friends who lean to the opposite end of the political spectrum, a lot of kaleidoscope beliefs that I get to have in my life. But I went down thinking that the story was going to be one thing, and I came back feeling so passionately that the story is another. And while I expected actually to go down there and see all of these dangerous riffraffy people coming across the border, we didn't go to that place. And I think that it was intentional. I think Congressman Banks wanted us to see, we need to help these families, these people, these young children who are 8 years old coming across the border with no one but a birth certificate in hand. And so I think, yeah, I think I was able to go and really focus on the individual people. And I'm not saying every single one of them that we saw that evening was even coming across for quote unquote good intentions. Mm-hmm. But I think that there is a story there and there is a need, and we have to figure out how can we help these people come to a better life, but making sure that in the process we're not allowing the cartel to profit from their desire to come here.
And let's be honest, because you bring up a really good point. A lot of times the media shows you what they want you to see. A lot of times politicians show you what they want you to see to fit their narrative, to fit their political propaganda, to fit their agenda. And if Jim Banks wanted to do that, he would have taken us to the area of riffraff. Those would have been the photos that you would have had and that you would have shared, and we would have came back telling all kinds of crazy stories. But that's not where he took us. He took us to a somewhat rather safe area.
Mm-hmm.
It's an area where you do see a lot of young children, a lot of women coming across the border. But really quick, we're actually up against the break, Jess. But you mentioned Congressman Banks. You've been photographing people for over 15 years now.
Yeah.
So I know that you probably looked at his face a lot differently than I did. But as we're there, I couldn't help but describe him by saying, you know, he looked exhausted because this is actually his third trip there. What did you see?
You know, if there was a man that was there for a power grab, I certainly didn't see it. I saw a man that, to me, in an emotion way, he almost seemed like he was grieving the whole thing that's going on in our country. I saw concern on his face when he looked at the little girl that was laying on the ground with a mask on her face, who was clearly ill. Her mother was comforting her, but we weren't allowed to go and talk to them. And so I saw this sadness on his face of, what in the world can we do to fix this? And that was what it felt like to me, that he was bringing his friends, his colleagues, look at this mess. I want you to help me. It wasn't a let's see the next spectacle that's going on down at the southern border. It was truly, this is near and dear to his heart, and I think he was bringing the people closest to him and most important, and we just had the privilege of being right there.
And speaking of that power grab, too, I work in the business of audio. I don't even work in the business of visuals. He didn't know I was going to ask you to come along. That was purely a, hey, I asked my boss, do you care if I bring our photographer with us?
Yeah.
So it was kind of very spur of the moment. Like I said, Jess, from me to you, I'm so glad you could go on this trip with me. I cannot wait to share your photos. That is Jess Stauffer from J3 Designs Photography.
Podcasts by Federated Media.